This is the spoiler-filled review of Deadpool, starring Ryan Reynolds. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely pause this, wait for later, and then come back and actually listen to it. Because otherwise, I'm going to spoil the crap out of this movie. So the synopsis for this movie is as follows. A former Special Forces operative turned mercenary is subjected to a rogue experiment that leaves him with accelerated healing powers, adopting the alter ego Deadpool. So, this movie is kind of awesome. I'm going to say it off the top of my head. There's a whole lot of things that worked well with it. There's very few things that didn't work so well. But overall, if I had to give the score of a movie, I'd probably give it like a 90%. A lot of folks give it a 10, which I'm like, probably not a 10, but 90% definitely. For me, it touched on a lot of comic book lore with Deadpool, which you need that for like the diehard fans. And it also made it where you can still watch this movie without being a comic book geek. They bring in a very good story. And to know that they've actually did this story for like 6 years now, 6-7 years, it's kind of crazy. And you can tell how much effort they put into it, how much time. The story between him and Vanessa worked well. I normally don't care for, you know, relationships in my movies, but when I see those two characters and they seem so similar but have different shades of each other, so it's kind of crazy. It's a definitely fun ride. You have a lot of, I wish there was more fourth wall breaking, but they had a good decent amount to where it didn't take over too much, but I wish there's a slight bit more. That's the only thing that I had a problem with this movie. But for good stuff, you have a lot of action. It's from start to beginning, action, action, action. You will love the action in this movie. It looks great. Tim Miller did an awesome job. And when you're watching this movie, it feels like a sort of romantic comedy. So whole lot of rom-com stuff happening, you know, him and Vanessa all lovey-dovey, get together, separate from each other, and then all that good stuff, and then coming back for revenge to get back to Vanessa. So it's kind of cool seeing this whole story unwind itself, because it's kind of like a story that's all over the place, kind of, but it has a direction that's kind of, it's like centered on one on plot point there. So you have it where he's going, you see it in the future, and then you're going back in time, and then you see it in the future again, and then you go back in time. So it's kind of cool the way how they set it up. It worked out well. The relationships between him and Weasel and Owl, those worked as well, because they were hilarious. They did well with each other. Even Depender, he had even a bigger part than I thought he would have in the movie. Because from the trailers, he looked like he had some kind of part to play, but it didn't look like it would be that big of a part. So it's kind of cool to see him as well. So he mixed well with all the friends there. And the fact that they even made jokes, a lot of jokes, about X-Men Wolverine Origins, which is hilarious. It's the amount of jabs they got to that movie was freaking amazing. So it had that, plus they had the Green Lantern jokes. There's a whole lot of things that worked well. The only thing I didn't like too much about this movie was the fact that when you watched all the trailers like they put out for this movie, that's basically the whole movie itself. It really is. There's a few scenes where that you didn't see through the trailers, but majority of the scene that you saw in the trailers was the movie timeline, per se. So now I'm looking back at it, I'm like, wow, I wish I didn't watch all the marketing things for this movie, because it kind of gave away the movie, to be honest. That's the major thing that's a drawback for this movie. It's just the marketing is so good, and it covered so much that it felt like, oh, you basically covered the whole movie. Now I'm thinking about it, really. That's unfortunate. The villain, Ajax, I wouldn't put him in the bad pile, though he wasn't too strong of a villain to go against in this first movie, but a good enough villain where Deadpool would have to try a bit, and the Ajax power was kind of good for what Deadpool would do, because Ajax couldn't feel anything, and he's strong, so it's like, alright, that's a good character to put against Deadpool, because, you know, we need somebody that wouldn't go down as easy, but would, you know, give him some kind of fight. So it's kind of cool to see that. All in all, this movie did what exactly it was supposed to do. It made you excited. It made you not think of the other rendition of Deadpool too much. It's like, all right, a couple jabs here and there, but for the most part, it's like, all right, whatever you remember from X-Men Wolverine Origins, forget that. That was a mistake. That's gone and gone. This one is a Deadpool movie, and you should definitely watch this movie. And I could possibly spoil the... Actually, it's a spoiler review, so I'm going to spoil what happens at the end of the movie. So basically what happens at the end of the movie, they have like a call to the Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So they have the whole ending credits where he comes out in the robe. And it's the same thing. Hilarious jokes come out there. And they even talk about Deadpool 2, which they're thinking about doing Cable. Which you could do, which is a great thing to do. Just because you can use him and go back in time and then possibly connect it to other X-Men movies. So I see it doing well. Hopefully the next movie, Deadpool 2, is even better than this one, because this one is an awesome movie as well. So I can't wait for the next one, to be honest. So, yeah, that's my review for it. Go see it. Tell me what you thought about it. Leave a comment below. Peace.